What's up, motherfuckers? I'm Lee.
I'm Scott.
And we're doing a podcast. We like podcasts. We listen to podcasts. I listen to Joe Rogan Experience and The Fighter and the Kid and Bill Burr.
Smodcast,
you know. And, you know, a really nice thing that Kevin Smith once said about podcasts is, you know, the beauty thing about them is everyone can do them and they're lots of fun. Basically, it just gives us an excuse to, you know, we're friends. The two of us are good friends, and, you know, it's nice to see each other one extra day of the week. That's and right. Now this is an excuse to do that. We are going to have a third guy on the show. His name is Chris, but he is not here with us today. He is busy volunteering for Kinsman Club, so we're here without him. And
I wish we could have, like, a piano party.
Like an opening song?
No, because Chris isn't here. Oh, man. And it's like the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, TV like series. Sad music.
Yeah.
Sad music because Chris isn't here.
Yeah. We gotta learn how to do this kind of stuff. But this is our first.
This is our first.
First, third.
Kind I don't of know. First podcast.
We're going to call one it of the first.
The first. We're going to call this the first. We're planning. We're going to make a concerted effort to do this every single week, at least once a week. We're going to try. It might be bi-weekly. We can definitely commit to bi-weekly.
We will have bi-weeks.
We might have bi-weeks, yes. Like on the, yes, everyone knows what a bye week is.
Bye week.
Or if so they don't.
It's a bisexual week.
Yeah, it's where you have sex with your significant
oh,
other.
No, you meant football.
I was talking about football.
Embarrassing. Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's when you have sex with a different gender than the one that you normally prefer. Or where you prefer. So.
Right on the nose.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's not here. And that sucks, and I got another buddy of mine who's actually, he lives in China right now, and he's China.
Not Canada, China.
Not Canada, where we are. He lives in China, and he's originally Canadian. He's originally from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, where we presently sit. Are we allowed to tell them what city we're in?
It just happened. That just happened. So I guess, yeah. And, you know, the fact that he lives in China instead of Saskatoon.
His fiance is Chinese.
Makes as much sense to us as it does to you.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but he's visiting, and he's actually flying back to China. I think he's got another work contract. I think he's going to be back in China for another week. I'm an idiot. Another year. He's going to be working in China for another year. They're getting married in China in May, and then he's probably going to be back. I think he's planning next summer. I hope so, because I'm getting married. This guy is getting married in late August, and he was going to be in my wedding party. So I sure hope that he can make it back to Saskatoon in the summertime, because then he can be in my wedding party, and I don't have to disown him from friendship if he's not in my wedding party. But he can't do it either. He's got some issues with his passport. They're being real fucktards over at the passport place. So he, instead of relying on them to be able to send his passport to him for today, or he has to leave on Wednesday, so he wants his passport, obviously, on Tuesday, so that he can fly out on Wednesday, but he can't rely on them to get it in time.
And today is Monday.
Today's Monday, so he drove.
So that's why he's not here. He's getting his
He drove to Calgary. He had to drive out to Calgary to get his passport.
It's just
and then
six,
come
hour,
home.
6 hour drive one way.
That's one way, but he's doing it the whole day. Well, he had to it's there and back
than,
to close, go get
closer than China, but yeah,
it is closer than China. Yeah. That's a positive.
But yeah, that's not an easy push.
So, anyways, we hope that the future podcasts will be better than this. We just wanted to fill you in on what we're doing and why we're doing this. So, podcasts are good. They're good times, and doing them is fun too.
We haven't done enough to really say that yet, but...
Well, I used to do one by myself for a little while. I called it the Unemployment Hour.
That was fun.
I enjoyed it. It was terrible. Well, I don't know. Maybe there's like a train wreckness to it. I'd have to
I meant. I was saying that. I didn't want to give you a compliment.
Basically, I think it's easier to do a podcast while conversing.
Yeah.
I was all by myself. I would do random things, tell stories and sing songs and narrate what I was doing and kind of like this, just sort of.
It was fun because you lived across the country at that time, and I didn't get to see you. You know, I think Facebook might have existed then, but that was about it. Not a lot of the other
socially
networks. And I, you know, we would turn that on in, you know, in our house before we had kids. My wife and I mean. And we'd get to hear Lee talking the whole time. It was like he was there, kind of.
Kind of, sort of.
Kind of creepy on one hand because he'd talk about dirty stuff.
Yeah, I talk about a lot of dirty stuff.
But that's just like he was there normally. So
yeah, I talk about a lot of dirty stuff in normal. So that might be like the target audience for our podcast is maybe friends of ours that live far away. I know I have a good friend named Ryan who lives in Calgary. He would maybe be interested in something like this because, you know, he maybe gets to see us
It's like we're coming for a visit, but then we don't have to crash on the couch.
We don't have to. Yeah, I don't have to piss all over his living room puke on his toilet and stuff like that.
It's cleaner.
You know?
It's a cleaner
it's
visit.
It's a cleaner visit. It's a much cleaner visit.
Yeah, we got to do this more often.
Yeah.
Just for Ryan.
Just for Ryan.
All these people we keep mentioning who are not here.
Did
we introduce ourselves already?
Yeah, I think I did. I'm Lee.
I'm Scott, again.
And
still.
That's what's going on. So, so how you been doing? What's been going on?
Well, married life.
Yeah.
Kids, family stuff. Wife's doing a reno, spending all the money at Home Depot. That's, yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty sad. Did you shed a tear?
I kind of wanted to, like, throw myself. I wanted to go play in traffic. Good. I wanted to literally go.
Yes.
Throw myself under a bus.
That's living the dream.
The dream. 10-second spurt you went on about.
Yeah. I sounded so unhappy.
Well, no, it's just that fucking boring. Like, I know you're a happy guy. I hang out with you enough. Yeah. You say, like, but at a certain point in life, is like, it's your happiness is like.
It changes.
I mean, I'm pumped up when, you know, like, my baseball team wins the league championship, or, like, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe my life's not that exciting either.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I understand. I've been married for like 6 years. I have two kids, who are 5 and 1. So it's a lot of family time all the time that I'm not, you know, at work or whatever. And it sounds terrible when I lay it out like that. But to people who have kids and stuff like that, it's all you know. But it's great. It's fun. It's a totally different. I don't want to say plane of existence, man, but it's a total different set of rules. You're playing a different sport.
You're basically better than everyone, too.
That's what I meant.
You're basically a much better person.
That's what I meant.
And nobody that has a kid.
If you're above 20, let's say 24, and you're not married or have kids.
You're a loser.
You're a piece of shit.
You're a loser. You're a fucking loser.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. You might as well throw yourself.
So I am not a loser.
Yeah, and I am a loser. Although I've been with the same girl. I've been with the same girl for 9 years, and we're getting married this summer.
That's adorable. I like it.
Yeah, but we don't have
kids.
Then
you won't be a loser.
Well, no, but we're losers because we don't have kids. Even if we're married, we're losers because we don't have kids.
We are getting a dog, though.
We're getting a little shit Havanese dog. You know, so does that?
Dog,
I'm a little bit less of a loser, or am I way more of a loser because of that?
Time will tell. Because if you like get that dog and like, this is our baby, man. This is our little poochie. You know, if you're literally lame about it, then yeah.
And if it's a yappy ass dog,
yeah, that'd be the worst.
Then that's the thing. Is like the reason we're getting the Havanese is because they're apparently not yappy. And they're super, they don't require a lot of energy. Lisa and I both work a lot, and we're away. And, you know, it's hard on dogs. I need to shut this thing off. I'm getting group texts. This is my text message. In a fucking slow pitch, an indoor slow pitch. This is the third time I've done it. It sucks balls, but I like to do something in the summer to keep my arm warm. It helps to, you know, throw during the winter time when you're not playing baseball because, you know, baseball season starts and you've been throwing all season, so it's a lot better for your arm. But I don't much care for slow pitch, and we play indoor slow pitch in the Sands Golf Dome. I don't know if it's still called the Sands Golf Dome, but it's indoor slow pitch.
It's a big inflatable tent
with turf on it, and you play slow pitch on it, and it's shitty, but it's good to keep my arm warm. And we've signed up for group chat for this slow pitch team, and it's just a bombardment with a lot of some of the messages, because a few of the guys that I play slow pitch on this team with, I play baseball with. So they're good people, they're funny people. I get a lot of funny messages, but I get a lot of just, like, I'm trying to sleep. It's 11 in the night, and I'm trying to sleep before I go to work, and there's 26 messages that come up while I'm trying to sleep, and I don't know how to shut off the notifications. So I start losing my fucking shit about it, and it's slow pitch, and it sucks.
Now I want to jump in front of traffic.
Now he, yes. So now I'm, but this dog is supposedly not yappy, and doesn't require as much, like, work. We don't got to be around walking it and taking care of it as much. And also, you can apparently train them how to piss. Now, it's called a puppy pad. And this sounds like I'm thinking about this. And basically, there's this big pillow that my dog's going to piss on. And that's just going to freely sit in the house. Wouldn't it be? And I talked about this with my fiance. I said, like, can't we just get it litter trained? Like, doesn't it make more sense to have a dog piss in a litter box and then you take the litter out than have a fucking pillow around that, like, the dog, doesn't it?
Well, you guys aren't gone that long at a time.
Yeah, but, like, it's a pillow that they piss on. Well, like, no, that just seems weird. Dog
just hold that shit in, or
that's hard on the, how would you want to do that?
My dog.
I can't hold a piss for more than an hour.
Come on, dogs are
different. I might have prostate cancer.
Dogs are different.
But you don't know that. How do you have...
I had a lot of dogs over the
years. Oh, and how long of... How many times with those all those dogs you've had over the years were you an actual dog?
Well, every time.
You don't know what it's like to be... Unless you're like Alex Mack or like... What are those? Twilight?
I don't think you guys work long enough that you need to worry about something like that.
But it is... I think it is nice to have a dog that can piss indoors. I just would rather piss in a litter box than on a puppy pad, whatever a puppy pad is. Anyone listening to this...
I think it's like a diaper on the floor, more or less.
Yeah, doesn't that sound fucked up to you? Like, I mean...
Yeah, the whole thing does, because I've always had dogs, you know, if the dog has a problem pissing shit in the house, you put it in a cage or kennel or something while you're gone.
And then it pisses in the kennel?
No, it just doesn't. They're pretty good at not holding
that
it.
That sucks. That sounds like the worst.
No, I don't like it either. Our dog, like, we have a boxer now at home. He stays home.
Your boxer's an idiot, by the way.
Yeah, he's dumb.
The dumbest dog ever. He's pretty sweet. Like, he's a lot of fun.
I think he's like the Forrest Gump.
Forrest. Yeah, he's worst. He's Simple Jack. He's gone full retard. Full retard. He is dumb.
He's dumb.
How many times has your dog ran away? 19?
A dozen.
19 and counting?
Well, we got him back every time.
That's true. So there is
You know, that's why we have two tags on it now with his name and our address and home number and the cell number. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
But the funny thing is, proactive. He's gotten out a number of times and his collar wouldn't be on, and then those are always fun. But
how does he get rid of his collar? Is he actually the smartest dog ever?
No. Little kid sleeping. He runs down the stairs. And then ching ching ching.
So you have to take that off when he goes to sleep.
We used to. The kids are old enough now that they don't.
It doesn't wake him up and shit.
The little one doesn't wake up from it anymore. And we just got tired of him running away without. It was like
without his collar.
It was like his cue to run away. He's like, I don't have the collar.
I'm gonna make an escape now because I'm fucking stupid.
I could fill a podcast or two with stories about him getting away. I don't want to particularly because it's so dramatic. But,
yeah.
You know, no. But no.
At least he hasn't gotten run over, eaten by a wolf, or abducted by a stranger. Oh, wait, almost, that did happen.
Almost.
That actually happened
that's
once.
That's another day.
Another day, yeah.
But no, he holds his piss in his
but
shit
that's,
all day.
I feel bad for him.
But, you know, we leave the house at, you know, 7-ish, and we're back by 5-ish, and he doesn't eat or drink. I know it's, I don't know.
11 hours?
Ask anyone who has a dog, and that's what they do, dude. Maybe there's a new age thing where you gotta, you know, put out a shitbox for him or whatever, like a cat. And that's fine if all the power to you, if that's what the dog needs. But I'm caveman and draconian about
it. I'm psyched about it because we can go out to a party with our dog at home and we can get rip-roaring loaded.
Yeah.
And I don't have to be like, oh shit, we got to drive home and crash into somebody and kill them because our dog needs to piss.
You don't have a dog and you do that anyway.
Shut up.
Oops.
Oops. Shouldn't have drove.
Melody, folks.
That was a bad idea. Good thing I didn't get pulled over. Yeah.
We've all, maybe we haven't. No,
if,
that's, yeah.
If you haven't driven home drunk before.
This podcast does not condone
this. Yeah, dumb decision. I'm trying to be better about that.
Never done it. Never done it in my life. But
yeah.
If I did, it would be, yeah, sparingly.
Yeah.
Or never again, honestly.
Every now and then, you know, a guy takes a risk. Honestly, though, honest to goodness, we were talking about this over the weekend.
Yeah.
Very rarely, I don't do it anymore. I have done it in the past, but that was going on like 10 years ago now. I very sparingly have I ever driven under the influence of alcohol to the point where I was actually a danger to anyone. Now, famous last words, everyone says that, of course, every time they drive with liquor in their system. But honestly, like, you know, I've had like 3 beer at a get together after a dodgeball game and gone home, and we have one of those little keychain breathalyzers, and you know, you blow a 0.04, and that's 24 hour suspension in that event. Now you can't tell, well, maybe you can tell me, but I mean, I've been, you know, I'm 30 years old now. I've had a few drinks in my day. I don't think that I'm rip-roaring loaded on 3 beer.
No.
But you are illegal, so there's the difference between driving home dangerous or driving home drunk. I was making a drunk driving joke.
Well, that's what it's become. Like, you know, when our generation came up, it was a big thing because we'd see, you know, kids older than us, we keep seeing them getting killed or
yeah.
You know, getting in trouble, and then it just became, you know, not so much you're going to kill someone, it's like, no, it's going to cost you a great deal of money and be very inconvenient for your life if you get a DUI or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's...
But I mean, that's as big a deterrent as anything because nobody wants a DUI. Like, if you're doing... If you're, say, trying to be a teacher, your life is fucked if you get a DUI. Like, there's a lot of situations where it really screws shit up for you if you get a DUI. I know with my job, if I get a DUI, it really makes things shitty, and it affects financially in a big way. Like, I would make $8 an hour less if I were to get a DUI for a whole year. That whole year that I'm without a license, I'm making $8 less an hour for the whole year. So that would be really shitty. Now, obviously, the most important thing about, and why drinking and driving is so awful is because people get killed, and
yeah,
I didn't mean to get into a drinking and driving talk here.
Yeah, what happened?
I was making a joke about not coming home rip-roaring loaded to let our dog out to go piss. So, I love the idea of this puppy pad, even though a fucking pillow they piss on seems really creepy to me. I'd rather he just learn how to piss in a litter box. We've had cats. Lisa's sick of litter, so she's like, puppy pad. But I'm like... Yeah. Diaper on a floor, like, that's a weird idea to me. He's definitely 100% gonna be pissing inside. I think that's the best thing ever. I love the idea of the dog being potty trained of sorts. I just said potty trained, and I'm not the dad in this conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love that idea.
I ain't been there, man. No, yeah, I've seen some shit. Yeah.
And to be clear, we wouldn't be driving home rip roaring loaded to let our dog out so that it can go piss. We would be taking cabs. But I'm one of the cheapest people on the planet.
Cheapest
people on the planet. Frugal, I like to say. It's frugal bordering. It's cheap. I think it's actually downright cheap. I was going through the liquor store to get beer because we're bandying about names for our podcast. And 3 Beers Deep was one of the ones Scott came up with and suggested it. And I was thinking that might work. And I'm going around the liquor store buying beer because, you know, it's 3 Beers Deep. We got to have beer while we do this podcast, and I'm going through on my phone, my shitty-ass slow phone, I'm going through the calculator and trying to find, there's all these, like, bargain beers. I bought a 12-pack of Boxer beer, so it's like your dog, Boxer beer, you know,
it's really
cheap.
Stupid, real stupid.
I did buy, though, I bought a 24 of Western Pilsner, which I think is a good beer.
It's good beer.
It was on a great sale, so I took advantage of that, but I was looking, you know, I should get a little bit, few more beers, and I should get the bargain beers. And I was going through, calculating out the per beer on each one, and a lot of the decision I made on my... So I'm a very cheap person, and I don't like to take cabs. I'll do anything, including calling my parents to come pick me up and let me stay at their house or whatever. So I love the idea of not having to take a cab home when we're at a house party, getting blitzed. The dog can just piss, have a fun time, have the whole house to itself, miss us, but at least have a place to piss, and we can sleep it off, get up the next morning, and then bam. You know, I think that's a wicked thing. So I'm pretty pumped about this puppy pad thing, but I'm a little creeped out about the idea of, like, basically a pillow that they piss on, and then you gotta, like, go wash that pillow off or, like, carry it. What if I, like, I'm playing ping pong down here and I go for a shot and I slip and I fall onto the puppy pad and I got puppy piss all over myself? Like, I just, a litter box would be more.
I figure you put it by the back door. Because won't your dog also get let
Yeah, outside? We're going to let him outside to go piss.
Piss shit out there. You know, you'll be out there throwing the frisbee around. You slip, cheek full of shit.
Yeah, that'll happen, that's I dog, guess. Though, man. That's dog. Yeah, that's just no, having a dog. I've never owned a dog before, so it's going to be cool. I'm actually looking forward to it.
I love it.
You know, so I guess that makes me a little bit less of a loser.
Yeah.
Although maybe a little bit more of a loser because it's a little shit dog. It's not a man's dog. It's basically a cat. I'm basically getting another cat.
Cat lady. Yeah.
I'm a crazy cat lady that's a dog. And I love how funny I think it's going to be going around the neighborhood walking this little shit dog. I think I'll get laughed at and people will think that I'm a homosexual. And yeah,
They might think that. No, I don't think we'll think
but
that.
But hey.
Most people have
little dogs these days. It's all the homosexuals. Maybe there's, I mean... I think that's a homophobic thing to say. I'm sure there's lots of homosexuals really that have German shepherds.
Sure.
And there's lots of guys who make love to lots of very good-looking ladies that own cats. I mean, the world is a melting pot of all kinds of different things.
Yes, thank you.
So, Patriots win. Big Patriots fan over here.
Pits.
Big win.
Pits.
Handsome Tom.
Handsome
Tom, yeah. Comes back from Deflategate.
That's
to.
He was pretty good, I guess.
Pretty good.
Pretty average.
He was very good.
Average Tom. Just everyday Tom. His hair looked great.
Oh, he was so handsome.
He looks good while doing everything.
He's 38 years old and he just doesn't. Oh, he's just so dreamy. I bet he owns a big dog.
Yeah,
I bet he owns a German Shepherd.
I bet his headset worked good, though. Did you hear about all that?
What?
We don't have to talk about all that because it's kind of old news now. But you didn't re-hear about that? The headsets for the Steelers were, like, messing up and stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
More cheating.
Yeah.
More Patriots cheating. Yeah. Hey, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
I'm not a Steeler fan. I'm definitely not a Patriots fan. But a hater either, I guess.
Yeah.
What
do you think about, what's your thoughts on Deflate? I know we've beaten Deflategate to death at this point.
Yeah.
I think it's the most ridiculous thing
gross
ever.
It got after a while, you know, like, the whole thing is probably bullshit. Everyone acted kind of weird. The league acted weird. Brady was kind of weird.
Everyone was shady about it, but four games? I mean,
yeah,
we're not going to be the first ones to say that it's ridiculous that somebody...
No.
Deflates footballs and gets four games, and then somebody...
From a non-Patriot fan standpoint, I thought, you know, that's the integrity of the game. But even if it's just 2-1 or 2 PSI... But honestly, it's just a bunch of bullshit. This big a league, stuff like this is just... You know, we they'd spent way more breath talking about this versus, like, you know, the Ray Rice stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
Certainly that was a bigger issue in the thing, and all the guys, you know, who were, you know, getting cut from teams and, you know, for hitting women or kids or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
You know, it's I hate that stuff gets so much press, but at the same time, it's good that they weed
Bill
that
Burr
kind of shit out of the game.
Bill Burr has a hilarious standpoint about the spousal abuse that goes on in the NFL. He talks about watching NFL games and you get all these, like, no more, like, no more, it's like, you know, don't hit your women any, no more, like, no more, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just like, we're not the ones, like, why are you giving these to your fans? Like, your players are the perpetrators of this. You're talking to me. Like, why am I the audience for this no more ad about, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go beat up my wife? Like, no, your players are the ones beating up
wives.
We
can't do that anymore? Shit.
Yeah. Why did I get married darn it. At all? Yeah. That's what the whole reason I was looking forward to being able to legally beat the shit out of my...
Yeah, you can rape her, I guess.
Don't beat the shit out of your wife?
No.
That's not the point of getting married?
She's stronger than me, and...
Oh, shit. We got a phone call. We got our first ever phone call on the...
Calling into the show.
Right now, unnamed podcast. All right. Hey, you're on the show.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is our friend Josh. He's not here.
I just got back from Calgary.
Oh, fuck. What a day, hey? I was telling them on the show about your fuck around with your shitty passport people.
Yeah, it sucked, man.
That's fucking awful. How great is that drive? How much fun did you have doing that drive?
Oh, it was brutal.
Do you have a passport now?
Yeah, my mom came with me, though, so she did some of it. We almost ran out of gas at one point, though, and she's getting kind of stressed.
That's fun, because there's nothing else.
Who was with you? Oh, your mom came with you.
Yeah.
Why did your mother let you almost run out of gas? Shouldn't she be on top of that shit?
What?
Shouldn't your mother, as a grown adult that gave the birth to you, should she not be on point enough to not let you run out of gas? Or, you know, or did she just, you're a big boy, you can take care of that now?
I guess so.
So she was getting pretty rattled. Were you sputtering at any point?
No.
Oh, you're fine.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Yeah, you probably wasn't. Your mother's
makes,
just...
Makes for a good story. Makes for a good story.
Yes.
But we've all done it on the way to Calgary.
Yes.
I can't talk for too long, though. I actually have to talk with my boss here in, like, 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Chinese boss. You got 5 minutes to your Chinese boss. Do you know how to speak Chinese yet?
No.
No. Well, you'll learn eventually, I'm sure. You have a wife, soon-to-be wife, that's Chinese.
That's right.
So...
What else are you talking about on the podcast today?
We're just kind of rambling on about... We just started talking about Deflategate, but that's like 25 minutes in. I think we're just rambling on. I'm getting a dog. I'm getting a little shit dog, and we were making fun of me about that.
Yeah.
Talking about kids and how I'm a loser because I'm not married. So I was going to ask you...
You're getting married, right?
Yeah, I'm getting married next summer. We're going to have a team wedding. You're going to get married with the same wedding as us.
Yeah.
It's going to be team wedding.
For sure.
Yeah. I was going to ask you if at any point on your long ass drive to Calgary, there and back, if you masturbated, but I know for a fact that you didn't because your mother was with you.
That would have been tough.
That would have been very awkward and difficult. Unless she was sleeping, then maybe you could have got a few... then you could have got a few tugs in.
It's a long one.
Would you have done that?
By yourself, you sure?
Well, I did, actually. That's a funny story. One time, I was on a big, long road trip with my parents as a youngin'. And I...
With your parents?
With my parents. And I was in the back seat of their minivan, the backpack, the bench seat. And they were driving. And I took the opportunity. I felt like no one was looking, and I humped a pillow in the back on the back bench. Yeah, I did that. I was a little bit younger.
How old are you?
I was probably, I don't know, I want to say like 12, 13. I think 12.
I just spilled water on my crotch.
Oh.
12 or 13, huh?
Yeah, and I just, you know, got a little... My imaginary girlfriend and I had a nice little romp in the hay.
Romp in the backseat.
Yeah, it was fun. Well, I'm glad that you're on the show.
Yeah, it's good.
Thank you for calling in. You are the first caller.
We told them everything about you.
Yeah. And how I based...
Riveting.
Yeah. So, what was I going to say? Fuck, I forgot what I was going to ask you. Shit. Well, anyways, are you excited to go back to China? What are the weird things about China versus versus Saskatchewan?
Versus Saskatchewan?
Yes.
Everyone speaks Chinese in China.
Yeah, that would be weird.
That's all you got?
Their food's a lot better.
Huh?
Their food's a lot better.
Their food is a lot better. Is Chinese food here like an abomination?
You can find some good stuff.
Yeah?
But depends where you go.
So would it be like comparing, like what would, if you could make a comparison with North American food, like your run-of-the-mill Chinese food, if you made the same like comparison with North American food, would it be like the McDonald's of burgers, eating like, or is Chinese food pretty good?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like, so the Canadian Chinese food, is it the shittiest in the world? Or you actually, some of it's really good?
You can find some good stuff.
Some good authentic Chinese food?
Yeah, you can find some good Chinese food. Yeah.
Well, that's good. You think Chinese food is better than North American food? What about Indian food? I think Indian food is better than Chinese food. You just have to say that because your wife is...
Chinese food's so... Well, maybe. I don't know. It's tough. But Chinese food's so diverse. It can be so much.
Yeah.
So many different areas. It includes so many things. Most Canadians just eat, like, a really small, tiny, like, just Hong Kong food.
Yeah.
But China's huge. Tons of different types of food.
Neat. That's cool. Well, yeah, I think you probably got to go.
Yeah, I do gotta go.
You do gotta go. Well, thank you for... I'm so happy that we had you on the... What do you think we should name our show? We don't have a name yet. I was thinking Three Beers Deep.
What?
Three Beers Deep is what I was going to name the show.
Oh, the name of the entire podcast.
The podcast.
Oh. They were talking about the episode. But yeah, Three Beers Deep sounds good. I like it.
Oh, well, there you go.
Okay.
Well, that you have one vote for Three Beers Deep. Okay, well, I'll see you at Racquetball tomorrow.
Yeah, sounds good, buddy.
Hope that you can find a way to talk to your boss, given that he speaks Chinese and you speak English.
This dude, he's from the UK, actually.
Oh, so you have to speak a weird brand of English.
Exactly, I have to speak with an accent, too.
Yes, okay, like Monty Python style.
Yeah, be awkward.
Well, see you later.
Nice to talk to you.
Okay, bye. See you later.
Bye. My friend Josh... How about that? Well, we had... There he is. There he is.
Yeah.
So that's neat. That's very neat. Ha! Cool. Well, we had basically our three... We had our guest on the show.
We were three
beers deep.
If we were the beers.
If we were the beers and...
Yeah. Okay.
So, funny story. I'm a Nationals fan. I was about to talk to you about this, but I figured it would be better for the podcast.
Yeah.
So... I'm a Nationals fan. I followed them over from Montreal because I was a huge Expos fan, and they moved, and I was devastated. And then finally, I'm actually really getting on this Blue Jays bandwagon right now. But for the longest time, I just couldn't get into the Blue Jays because every year, all you hear in Canada is how great the Blue Jays are going to be, and that got really. I think I've got a little bit of contrarian in me. You know, it's part of that never grow up-ness. I just, always a little bit of a contrarian, always hearing about how great the Blue Jays are going to be. I just got blown out on the Blue Jays, couldn't handle it. And then, but I love baseball, but it's really hard to watch baseball when you don't have a team. So I just up and said, you know what? The Nationals are the Expos. They're the same organization. They just got to play all their home games in Washington now. So it's really tough on them. It's a big disadvantage. But I call when the Nationals are winning, I call them the Expos. When they're losing, I call them the Nationals. And they're fucking losing right now.
They are the Nationals.
They are the Nationals at the moment, 100%. So I'm a big Drew Storen fan. He's the ex-closer of the Nationals. I don't know what it is about the guy. He's a great closer. Or I guess he was a great closer. I think he may one day be a great closer. But I think the thing down to a T with him... is Game 5 of the NLDS. They lost to the Cardinals. They had a 6-0 lead at one point in this Game 5, and they lost. And I think they had like a 4-5-6 run inning in the ninth when he was trying to lock down the save. And that's devastating for a guy. And I remember reading an article about how sad he was when that happened. And as an athlete as well, I play competitive racquetball. Don't laugh. It's a great game. If you tried it, you would love it. Everyone play racquetball.
You also play baseball.
I also play baseball.
We mentioned the thing about the arm. I don't think.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not all of the sports. All this, every sport that I play doesn't raise red flags about me possibly being homosexual. I play common North American sports
you
as
play
well,
all of the sports.
Like baseball,
all of the
and
sports.
I play hockey. I'm terrible at hockey. I play adult safe hockey. I'm one of the worst hockey players. I played tier 3 all my life in minor hockey. I'm a bad hockey player, but I do play hockey. And I play dodgeball too, and that raises questions about my sexuality. So does playing slow pitch. Dodgeball is actually super fun too. It gets a bad well, I don't know if it gets a bad rap. Dodgeball is fucking fun.
I didn't know anyone played it, but you started playing it.
Yeah, I started playing it to keep my arm warm. Another thing that I did for baseball to keep my arm warm is I started playing dodgeball, and dodgeball is way better than slow pitch for that because you're throwing. You probably throw the ball about 200 times in a 50-minute dodgeball game, so it's great.
I'm just shocked that people play
it. It's fucking fun, man. At one, if you can find a way at some point to do it, yep. If there's ever when you have an extra little bit of extra time, it's pretty cheap. It's only like $50 for the whole league. It's one day a week. If you can ever find the time to do it, it's really fun. It's hard. It's frustrating sometimes, but it's super fucking fun. So I play that to keep the arm warm as well. I play racquetball. Racquetball's awesome. I used to be really, as a teenager, I used to be really ashamed to tell people I played. I was really embarrassed. But, you know, I've been in some situations on the court where, you know, you felt like you had that big match right on your racket. And it all, for whatever reason, didn't work out. Maybe you choked. Maybe the other guy got better. But I relate greatly with loss. With loss and with, like, what... I mean, I guess if I'm being hard on myself, what you call choking. Like, it doesn't speak well for my athletic career that I am a big Drew Storen fan. But I just root for the guy. I don't know how devastating that was. I can't imagine how that felt, but I've been in situations that I like to think are somewhat similar. They're not. He's playing MLB. I'm playing, you know, national, you know, level racquetball, trying to make the national team. To go to Worlds, and you know, it's different, obviously. It's much more, you know, but I feel a relation with, you know, that just when that happens, and I really root for the guy to get over that and succeed and battle through that, just like I do in myself. You know, you're always trying to turn the page, get over it, get better from it, move on, and I'm rooting for this guy to do that. And this hasn't been working at all this year. He's been having a really tough time. And to cap it all off, just recently in one of the games that, you know, he had a rough outing against the Mets, he goes into the locker room after this game didn't go well and breaks his fucking pitching thumb slamming a locker. Ooh. Now the Ooh. Joke on that is, oh, he can't even close a locker. You know, which is a funny joke.
He's a bum.
He can't even close a locker. Which, I mean, that's pretty funny. You can't. I mean, that's pretty hilarious. I feel really bad. But the other thing they're saying is, I follow this guy on Twitter, and it's @sportshateme. He's this big Washington fan, and I'm one of like 100 people that follows him. But it's awesome. Like, he's a really good follow. He tweets all about Washington stuff. I don't give two shits about Washington stuff except for the Nationals. And this guy tweets mostly negative stuff about when things are going bad. But he's a really good follow. And what he's saying is, he's obviously a local fan of Washington, is that he has never seen doors on any of the lockers in the clubhouse of the Washington Nationals. So that he's saying that something seems fishy to him because they don't have doors on their lockers. They're saying he slammed. I'm sure they might have other lockers that have doors, but he's weirded out that there's no doors on any of the lockers you see in their clubhouse, and he slammed a door onto his thumb and broke his thumb, allegedly. Well, what really happened? Did he punch a door? Did he get in a fight with someone? Yeah. What happened? Whatever. But it's just, that's quite the way to cap off
That's fishy right there.
Yeah. But what a way to cap off a rough Yeah, I mean, he's probably, you got to think he's probably not with the club next year, even without breaking the locker.
A number of them are not named Harper.
But what a way to go.
It's too bad.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too bad. Get over it.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Blue Jays.
Yeah, Blue Jays. Yeah. Ooh, Joe Carter. Joe Carter, Mike Timlin, Tom Hankey, Dwayne Ward, John Olrude. Roberto Alomar, Emmanuel Lee,
Candy Maldonado,
Devon White, Borders, Kelly Gruber, Tony Fernandez,
John Olrude,
I said that already.
Shit, I'm out of the
Dwayne Ward, I think I said Dwayne Ward already.
We're just going back.
Dave Stewart, Jack Morris, Pat Henken. Todd Stottlemyre. Remember when he slid into third base in that game against the Phillies and scraped his chin 93. Up? 93.
Ed Sprague. Okay, settle down. Yeah. Oh, that's fun.
So I'm enjoying the Blue Jays, I gotta say. I'm kind of riding that bandwagon a little bit.
I like baseball. I don't have a team I particularly
like. Why don't you get one? You just went to Chicago and saw the Cubbies.
Wearing a Cubbies hat.
Maybe you're a Cubs fan.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I'm a sucker for punishment. So yeah,
maybe it's their year. Maybe this is the year.
I like the Blue Jays bandwagon thing every year. And like everyone else, I get wrapped up in it. And then
it's especially when they're good. When it's good, it's easy to stay on that bandwagon.
Usually
Mike.
It's over about 2 months in.
Mm-hmm.
No, I got a little Cubs soft spot, got a Rockies soft spot.
Yeah, because you saw some games
been
in Colorado.
Been to those two towns.
Denver's a great town. Great
Broncos
town.
Fans, so you know that was good. I actually got to catch that game on Sunday. That was fun. That was good.
Oh, nice! You got to see the Broncos. That's your team. That's your NFL team, right? It's Broncos.
Yeah, that's right. And so I got to watch the last 4 minutes because I checked my phone. I knew I didn't have time really to watch it. I was at the in-laws watching the kids, and we were there for dinner. And then I saw the game. We were up by like 3 or 6, I think.
Yeah.
4 minutes left. So then I. Oh shit, okay, excuse me, I'm going to watch the game downstairs for a few minutes. I don't need much time to do this. Go down, watching the game. Baltimore gets the ball after I think we scored or turned it over, whatever. They're driving. They're coming right at us. We're up by 6, and they're just driving. So all they got to do is get a touchdown.
Yeah.
And they're driving, and like nothing's going right. They had a fourth and 14 conversion, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
It was like... Baltimore's going to fuck us again.
Yeah.
Well, or beat us again, I guess.
And well, they could fuck you guys, too. Maybe get anally violated.
We'll fuck ourselves is what it is.
Yeah.
But no, anyways, so it gets to, like, they're in the red zone because we get a pass interference call. Oh, that's bullshit. And then I watch the replay. I'm like, oh, yeah, what's the pass?
Bad. I did that in the Patriots game. I freaked out. What do you mean? And they show the replay.
Absolutely.
I'm like, I'm an idiot. Absolutely.
That is
good,
a good
call.
Good call.
Good call, ref.
Good call, sir. Good call, Stripes. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, so 1st and 10 in our zone, or, you know, in the red zone, or 1st and goal or something, I can't even remember. And they, I think, can't remember exactly, but I think the first 2 downs, incompletes. 3rd down, my wife comes down, supper time! I'm like, he'll be right there!
Fuck!
He'll be right there! And so then I watch it. And then, oh no, sorry, that was maybe 1st down. 2nd down, incomplete. 3rd down, they throw it into the pack, kind of similar to, it looked kind of like the one where the Seahawks lost the Super Bowl last year, kind of a mess.
Butler.
Yeah, threw it in there, and then my wife comes down a 2nd time, Scott, I'm sorry! And I'm like, God damn it! Okay, it's not worth the fight. Pause the TV, it's got the DVR. Yep.
You're good,
thing.
You'll not, you
but,
can
but
watch
I
it.
Saw it, and I was like, oh man, they fucking scored, that's it.
Yeah,
and it's season's over. But no, so then I spend the whole time up at dinner, you know,
just
nice dinner,
on.
And I'm just thinking to myself, I'm like, oh,
get me the fuck out of here.
Peyton's done. Fucking new coach is an idiot. Everyone sucks. I'm never watching the NFL again.
This is bullshit.
Know? And then, yeah, so and then, you know, big long dinner. You know, I have 2 minutes before we're leaving because I got to get to hockey last night too. Yeah, 2 minutes before we're leaving, I run downstairs to watch, and then it turns out we intercepted the ball.
Woo!
That's it. They run the clock out, and I was like, wife would have just given me, what, 8 more seconds?
8 more seconds.
I wouldn't have had, like, obstructed bowels. A whole bowels
supper.
This,
yeah,
this
just,
whole
like,
time.
Butthole puckered.
That's right.
The entire exactly. supper time. Just like, come on.
Happy ending, no doubt.
Yeah.
But
it could have been a lot less stressful on you if you yeah. just would have gone a little bit more time.
Yeah, just, you know, I didn't ask for much.
Yeah.
So that's my... It's a long story for a very little payoff. I should have a section in this where it's like, long, anticlimactic story, tiny payoff at the end that's not that funny.
That was pretty good.
That's
okay. Worked for me.
I've done worse. You enjoy my story.
I'm an easy audience,
you're
I think.
You're a good crowd.
Yeah, I enjoy
it. But
yeah,
that was
I
my
like
Denver experience this weekend. So that's good.
Fucking
win's a win. Win's a win.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, My Patriots, sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, no,
my Patriots opening day story. So I decide, like, oh, Patriots opening day, awesome. Lisa, can you record this for me? Record it.
Yeah.
And Josh is coming over to play ping pong. Yeah. And, you know, I'm looking at the time and I'm like, oh, well, you know, the game's been on for about 2.5 hours, but it's not over yet. And I remember this thing one time we were over watching UFC during the NFL playoffs. And before the fight started, my buddy basically watched the entire game just like fast forwarding because on
yeah,
the PBR every
love
30 seconds
it that way. Love
holy
it.
Fuck love like
whole game in 40 minutes.
I'm gonna watch
yeah.
every Patriots game this year. I'm not gonna miss a single game. Every single game they play, I'm gonna record the game
yeah.
and I that's how I'm watching every
phone.
Game
stay
I have
off the phone yeah
unreal stay like just Twitter, yeah. whole game 40 minutes and like perfect
ooh, yeah.
like
ooh, yeah.
it's
ooh,
like
yeah.
30 seconds, they're at the line. Every single time you hit that 30-second button,
yeah.
they're line. They're at the line.
Yeah.
Especially
yeah.
with the Steelers. And with the Patriots, you'd miss it.
Yeah.
There, it was funny, like, just the contrast to the offense. Like, the Steelers' offense seemed to work a lot slower and more methodical because every time you'd hit that fast forward,
yeah.
they'd be at the line setting up, and there'd even be a few seconds before they actually snap
the
ball.
The Patriots or
no, the Steelers.
Oh.
With the Patriots, some of the times when the Patriots were marching, you'd miss one or even two plays sometimes.
They
I think maybe they're just they're playing a hurry-up offense maybe a little bit more. And then towards later on in the game, that's not happening so much because they're trying to kill time, right? But, oh, that was amazing. Like, I'm probably going to record
yeah.
and watch every single
yeah,
Patriots
yeah.
game. And that's how I'll do it. It's just...
As a guy who doesn't have cable, like, I've had cable maybe, you know, two little free trials over the last
yeah.
8-9 years. I anytime I've watched football, you know, usually at my in-law's place,
because yeah.
the big TV, DVR, we always record them, and then you just hammer through them.
Yeah, and, like, it's
yeah.
even better to do
trim
it...
Trim the fat off that. It's cool to watch a live game,
it
especially
is, but
in
it's,
close.
Yeah.
But it's a commitment of a lot
big
of
time.
Time.
And you can... It was nice, too, with the game, because
yeah.
it was still on when I started doing that.
Yeah.
So by the time I caught up to the game at a certain point, there's, like, 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And it was like,
no,
oh,
that's the
perfect.
Part you
want
to watch in real time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. yeah. Incredible. Like, yeah. I'm probably going to... Because I know... I'm not going to be able to see every Patriots game as it happens. I'm not going to rearrange my life to watch my team play. If I've got stuff to do,
yeah.
I'm not... Oh, guess I'm going to miss the Habs game today. Guess I'm going to miss the Patriots game today. Guess I'm going to miss the Nationals game today. Tough titty, said the kitty.
I'll check the scores later.
But yeah. I'm... Like, with football games, man, like, it was unreal. And having the time of my life,
yeah.
Josh was there with me.
It's fun.
And just... Like, oh, great way to watch a game. I'm going to record every game that they're on TV, and I'm going to watch it that way, and it's going to be the tits, unless they start losing.
Yeah.
And then I'll go play, and then
the Patriots
I'll...
don't lose much. Well, they cheat, so they never
yeah,
lose.
Yeah, cheaters never lose, right? That's the way the saying goes.
The
cheaters
you
never
cheat,
lose.
You ain't trying.
Yeah. 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 So,
oh, hey, our team's won. Yay. Did you catch... I don't want to spend a bunch of time on this, but did you catch the banjo bowl at all? Did you see any of that?
Not a single thing. I was at a barbecue for Lisa's work.
I've watched one chunk of a Ryder game this year, and I was such a fair weather Ryder.
I'm really hard on them right now.
Well,
I still love them. They're still my team.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's who I forgot to mention.
Yeah.
I'm sure as fuck not going to rearrange my life for a Riders game this year, because who cares?
What are we, 1-10?
1-10. Good record. No, 1-9.
1-10.
No, we were 1-9.
Oh, yeah, we won.
Because
we won,
I remember we could
nine.
Be, if we would have won out the rest
yeah.
of the season, we could have been 500.
Yeah.
and maybe made the playoffs. Yeah. I love the Riders. I just, yeah, it sucks to be a fair weather fan. But I'm, yeah, I just can't get into it at 1-9.
After the few years of success here. And
yeah, you get spoiled.
And now it's,
it's pretty bad. I was almost wanting them to go 0-18. I just thought it would have been really funny.
It would be funny. Yeah.
It would be funny. I mean, how often does that ever happen?
It's just a year. If we're going to suck, let's just suck.
Let's just
bad.
Suck all the way. Get all and the suck out. The great ball. Thing is fans are still going.
Yeah.
They're still selling tickets, which is important. Yeah. Like when I hear from people that are going to Riders games, I am really happy and proud of them.
I would go if someone gave me tickets, but I will not.
Someone paid you to go to the game?
No,
I'm just fucking around.
It. That's all I'm saying.
No, 100%.
I would drive down.
I like that our fans are still going to watch this abomination of a season because teams. That's how teams fold, is they suck, nobody goes to the games, team folds. I like that people are still supporting
that,
the team. And going to the games, that makes me happy.
Too bad. It's just a crummy, lousy year. And
It's shitty shit.
We're
that they're so
we were kind
bad,
of doing
but I, well, I mean, it's Darien. Like I don't know. Are they?
I don't know. What
are they like?
On
can you? I mean, they've had close games. They've had a bunch of close games that they've lost.
Yeah.
And if they win those, they're in a contention. Like I think they're probably 4-6. I think they're probably 4-6 if they win those close games. Not that you're going to win every close game, but if you can.
Yeah, their point differential
and if they've
pretty,
got Darien,
pretty low. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But if they've got Darien in those close games, they might be winning those games by 10 instead of
losing
by 2.
Even Kevin Glenn.
Yeah. Even Kevin Glenn. I mean, it's...
been a cascading thing. Like, the quarterback goes down, a few key defenders also go down.
Yeah.
The coach, you know, gets grilled in the media because things aren't... The next man up philosophy isn't working out. And nor should it. You're playing your best players. They get hurt, you're playing your second best player.
Yeah, that's just how it's got to go.
I know injuries, they say injuries aren't an excuse or anything, but I don't know who's ever said that because
they're not thinking. They're not using their brain.
Or they have very good backups. Whoever said that had very good
backups. Had very, very deep team. Very deep much team. Depth on the bench. But are they... Like, 1-9 is a pretty abysmal record. Are they... Is it all because... Like, I can't... At this juncture, I can't think it's all because of Darien Durant.
Culture. I think it's a culture
it's just,
thing that's crept in. And
you go 0-9 and it's harder to
coach
play
got
as hard.
And coach got out on an island and media was skewering him. And then the GM was not... He was... Well, he was sticking by the coach and that was his...
Which, I mean, the guys won a great cup. I wasn't really...
Not long ago, but...
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really that... When they were saying we're sticking with them, I was like, well, the season's pretty much over anyways. It's not, like, much to be gained by firing. And the guy did win a Grey Cup. Not that that...
Well,
that, I mean, what
I
have you done
game,
for me lately, I guess?
The game
like,
where,
it's
where
important
he,
what's going on now.
What's the game where he got fired? The one game I've watched this year.
Apparently it was pretty stupid.
It was pretty
He made some bad
it
choices.
Was
kinda, so
you could tell by...
You reap what you sow.
You could tell by what was going on. Or, like, you know, you could tell through the TV what was going on the sidelines. And,
yeah.
You know, you could see that it wasn't a very pleasant place to be. I know it's not supposed to be, but it was pretty... It just didn't look like it was working.
Yeah.
What the operation
bad
was
chemistry,
on.
Bad, just...
That's on...
Discombobulated.
That's just on the situation as much as anything.
Yeah, it's... Nobody likes... It's...
Can't fire the team, so, you know, it, but...
But nobody... I mean, it's always harder to play when it's... When you're losing. Like, it's just... That's tough, and
fields
it...
Fields up all the time. But.
Yeah, and it can just snowball, and things get harder and harder, you know?
Yeah, so just go and suck it, and suck it hard.
Yeah.
Let's just... Let's
and
just
maybe we
hockey.
Can draft Tim Tebow in the CFL draft.
I bet he makes...
I don't
10
think...
10 times more working for the...
Yeah, that's...
The
I don't
SEC
think you're ever going
to
see Tim Tebow play CFL
the TV,
football, because
the
there's tons of stuff he can do.
College football.
Yeah,
is,
the guy's got a lot of tools at his disposal.
Money.
He doesn't need to play football.
A lot
if he
of money
doesn't.
In college football is provided you're not a player.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, provided you're not a player. If you're a player, you get fucked out of your tree.
Sorry.
You get to be in video games and not see a single dime.
You get earning potential.
You get to sell your likeness and never pay for it.
And get concussed and
get your life ended. And don't get much of an education either because...
Yeah.
You know, I listened to the Fighter and the Kid podcast, and Brendan Schaub was a college player, and he says his education was a joke. Like, basically...
Well, they take three classes
they
a
took,
year
they
and stuff,
sent him to school to play football, but it wasn't like he could do a whole bunch with his degree after after it was over.
At least he got one.
So, at least he got one, yeah, 100%. And the guys, I mean, guy found the Fighter and the Kid podcast, and that is actually blowing up at the moment. It's fun. I know you can't get into it.
It's not my thing. It's okay.
It's just, you think they don't talk about fighting that it feels like they do.
It rolls over your head.
Maybe it rolls right over my head because I like fighting. And for a guy,
I don't know.
Yeah, for a guy that absolutely has zero interest in fighting, it maybe what I think isn't a lot of fight talk is a lot of fight talk to somebody that gives zero fucks about fights. So I don't know, but
yeah,
but the guy's landed on his feet. He's a pro fighter and he's moved on to one of the few guys in the world that has a career in podcasting. You know, which is pretty cool. Great.
He's on Fox Sports or something.
Fox Sports, yeah. Brian Callen, dude.
Like Brian Callen. He's awesome.
Yeah, well, and that was another thing why I thought you might really like it is I know you're a big Brian Callen fan, so it gives you...
I don't know.
That and the 10-minute podcast is the only podcast he does. He did the Brian Callen show for a while, but it didn't really take off. No, it didn't really take off, and the Fighter and the Kid's that's huge, and that's the one. It's 10-minute podcast and Fighter and the Kid, and that's... That's where you'll see Brian Callen.
For me, podcast-wise, it's Kevin Smith.
Yeah, Kevin Smith's a force, man.
He's about
big reason why we're doing this right now.
Pot and comic books.
Yeah.
I enjoy those two things.
Yeah,
so,
big time. A couple of nerds. We'll definitely be talking about some superhero stuff in future episodes of the yet-to-be-named podcast, Three Beers Deep. We're nerds here.
We could have banked a few episodes about that stuff. We'll save it for
Yeah, yeah. I think you want to be done. I don't. I know in the past when I've done. Are you good to keep going?
No, I'm. Get me out of here, man.
Okay, You got kids to raise and stuff. The reason I'm trying to cut this thing off is I know in the past when I was recording podcasts with GarageBand, it seemed to always cut out around the 55-minute mark. Or something, and it's sort of getting close to that time, so I think it's time. So thanks for listening if you did. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You got anything, any parting words to say?
Bye.
Have a good one, and I would just like to express something I heard the other day that I really, struck a chord with me, and I would just like to share this with you for a brief moment. Nowadays, everybody wants to talk like they've got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. And motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. Good night.